welcome to the latest episode of Mistress Mia's Dungeon. I am your hostess, Mistress Mia, and you know my two monkeys. We've got Lord Bellamax. It's our circus. It's our monkeys.
Bitch.
Oh, I think you found a tickle spot around his nipple.
No, she pinched my nipple. It hurt.
Shame, shame. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Oh,
aww.
We need to have some pussy whipping tonight. So.
I know. She gets sad if I don't beat her up on the podcast. She's like, you didn't even touch me on the podcast today.
So, we have
don't
a special,
tell people that.
We have a special guest tonight. We have our very dear friend. We have our sexy ginger, our hot redhead, our fire meets the bush.
The burning bush.
It's not burning, is
we
it?
We've got
it's red hot.
Our sexy.
We need a red hot poker. That's what we need in the
dungeon.
Oh
my God. Our sexy hot dame. We have Bella Rose.
Ooh, Bella.
Okay. So.
Rima.
There you go. There's my Mexican broski. So, tonight. That's so Mexican. Come on.
My what?
Mexican broski.
Broski, okay.
Yes.
Well, gringo's racist.
Oh, my bad. So. Well, I was a gringo.
Smack that bitch. Smack that bitch. She's questioning my English.
I know, that's
that
brother.
Am I jargon? Jeez, you dirty little cunt. I've got some candle wax here. We'll use it on you. Shut up.
Don't get the kind you're supposed to use. Get the stuff from Walmart that hurts.
Absolutely.
Oh,
got it
right
we
here.
Already
we
used got it right
switch.
Here. Exactly. We got a Yankee candle. Okay.
Right.
So, welcome, Bella Rose.
Hi.
They can't see you when you
no,
do that.
No. I do a howdy doody face and move my arms like a stupid puppet, but it's funny. Anywho. So.
You got the stupid part right.
You're a whole funny
song. Oh, we're laughing. It's
happening.
Wow.
You know how I make her my puppet?
Yeah.
I put my finger in her ass and move it around and she does what I want.
I bet yes, she does. Will. Is that why I can't see your second hand? Okay.
Well, we're going to fit my whole foot up there.
Oh, joy. Oh. All right. So this show is about Bella tonight.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Talking to
don't
Bella.
Be two little hog whores. All right. So tonight,
I can
Bella,
be a little piggy if I want to.
So tonight, tell us, you've come to the dungeon, you've played in the dungeon, you've had multiple play partners
you've
at this
hung out
point.
With us to put up with our bullshit.
You know, years ago,
lots of fun.
Years ago, you came to us. We met you at one of our parties. You came in as a swinger. Next thing I know, you drop all this weight, and you're like, "I want to get into BDSM, Mia. Show us the way."
Absolutely.
Oh, God. And, you asked Mia to show you the way? Oh,
I did.
Shit.
I did. She taught me well, apparently.
Oh!
No, I meant, oh, shit, this is going to be a good story.
Right?
Sure?
Absolutely. Oh, bitch.
Changed my life. It did. And that sounds crazy, but it did. Tell us how it changed your life. You gave me confidence.
Good question.
Absolutely.
Was that a good question,
baby? You gave me confidence that I didn't know I had. It's a... In everything, not just in the dungeon, just in my entire life.
Yeah.
It just showed me who I am, which is pretty cool. So
tell us some of your most favorite scenes that you've done with different people.
First one that comes to mind is my very, very first one
experience.
With. Yes. I was a little unsure, and me, I was playing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I wasn't your first one, though. Shut up,
no,
John.
No, no,
nasty.
No. She was, no, no, no. I had my submissive, and Mia was just there to give me confidence and guide me. And he was into impact play, and he brought some stuff to play with, and he had no idea that I was just a little sadistic, and I don't think Mia realized it.
A little sadistic?
I don't think Mia realized it either.
Okay, when I first met you, you were in the dungeon with Mia, and all I heard was both of you laughing your asses off. I'm like, what the fuck are they doing?
And that was the first time. That was her first
time. That was it. That was this one.
A little sadistic.
And so you have... Yes.
Sadistic.
So you have this medical background, and I said to you, well, you know, Bella, he brought needles. And you're like, oh, I love needles. Like, you knew how to take them off the cap and everything else. And I was like, oh, yeah, girlfriend, you don't need my help. And so what did you do?
We pierced his nipples, and we made it look pretty. And when I did it at first.
I saw pictures.
Yes. Well, when I did it at first, they weren't straight, so we took them out and did them right.
Oh, and I think he about shit himself when you said, oh, these are a little crooked. I think we need to straighten these out.
He did. And pretty much he was told, shut up and lay still. That's exactly what he was told.
But you put two in each nipple, right?
I put two.
There were
they
two
crossed.
Big nipples, and they crossed each other.
So, and I actually said, he let me take pictures. I have those pictures.
When you do that, you put three or four or five of them in the same place. Mm-hmm. And then you press it right in the middle. It's called a button.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you remember when he came in, he was wearing his big, big pink ass tutu.
Yes. My favorite color.
Hilarious.
It was great.
It was.
It was.
And he wore his special little pink bra. Mm-hmm. You know, the one that John has. I mean, Misty has.
Do you make him do little pirouettes?
Oh, he danced.
Yes, because we had the electric wand.
Yes, yes,
you showed me how to use that. Because I didn't realize when you let go of the button, it's still charged.
Oh, yeah. The bug zapper.
I got
it. Yes.
I got him in places that I didn't intend to get him. And that's how I found out it stayed charged.
He found out real quick, too.
He danced quite well.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I heard sounds come from him that I didn't know human males could.
And then you laughed again.
And then we all laughed except for him. Except for him. Oh, absolutely.
It's funny when you hurt people. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's whole stations on TV of people failing and getting hurt.
Yes.
And we all laugh.
All the time.
So when we hurt people on purpose, why wouldn't we laugh?
It's fucking funny.
It's hilarious.
Now, tell us another favorite. Because I have a favorite you and I did one day. You got to tell him.
A little bit more about him. He's actually the one that taught me about post-orgasmic torture.
Oh.
He made a mistake on that one.
Yeah,
well, tell us about post-orgasmic torture.
Oh, you know all about it.
He taught me. Oh, God. You can hold the penis and just rub the head with the flat of your palm. And he says it's just like the worst tickling you can just imagine. It's unbearable. Just
I do know all about it.
Oh, my God. And I said, oh, really? You mean like this?
I'm
and
sorry
he
about you.
Just screamed like a little girl. It was fantastic.
Did you squeeze his balls, too?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I did.
He goes, oh, my God, you caught on. You caught on too easy.
Well, you taught me well. Yeah. So he was a lot of fun. I've had a lot of great people I've played with.
Okay, you got to tell them about our guy that we did all day and the night before.
Oh, right. my Energizer Bunny.
That was fantastic.
He was different. He just didn't stop.
He came in.
Oh my God.
Sexy Italian.
If they could see her face.
Oh,
I know.
Creepy.
She loves it.
It was great, but it was exhausting.
It was exhausting.
9 hours. 2 hours the night before.
I was here hanging out.
And then 9 hours the next day, starting at 8 in the morning till after 5 that evening.
So you remember, he came that night and he was like, you know, I've never been to a mistress, never been to a dungeon, never got to experience any of this. And then I came here and he's like, oh, Mia, oh, you and Bella make me feel so comfortable. And, you know.
You were the goddess and I was the guru.
Yeah.
That was his names for us. Mia was the goddess and I was his guru. It was great. It was hilarious.
He was weirdly in love. It was very, very weird.
Yes.
Fun.
Well, I just remember after about 9 hours, Bella came out and said, "Will you get my flip-flops? He's not getting heels anymore.
Get,
I brought my flip-flops on.
And something for my back."
That's right. That's right.
So, yeah, yes. So you remember he was here that first night, and he was
didn't
like,
want to leave.
And he was here in town visiting. Mm-hmm. No one was here. I mean, there was no purpose. This was kind of like a stopping point for him, like a resting point. Like, he's like, "I'm just going to stay the night, and then I'm going to leave the next morning." Mm-hmm. But he's like, "You know what, girls? After meeting you, this was so fucking amazing. I'm going to come back tomorrow and spend all fucking day with you.
I don't want to leave." That's exactly what he said. "I don't want to leave."
Yeah.
And I honestly didn't think he was going to. I didn't think we'd see him the next morning.
Yeah.
So I ended up staying the night just in case. And 6 o'clock the next morning.
Oh, yeah. He was messaging
me and goes, "He's going to be here at 8.
Yeah. He started messaging me at 4 a.m. And I didn't see the message until 6 a.m. And I was like, "Oh, fuck me."
She goes, "Chick, get up. He's gonna be here at 8.
Yeah, that was late that night. You stayed up. I was almost midnight by the time he left.
No, it was almost 1.
Oh, there you go.
Because that's why I stayed the night, because yeah, it was so late. Right. That I just, right. I said, "You know, I'm just."
What all did you do?
Oh, he was into pegging. He wanted to experience everything in the dungeon. He was just in awe. He wanted to see everything. He wanted to learn about everything. He wanted everything.
No, I mean, he wanted to be you.
He was like a little kid exactly. In the shop. And I mean, it got to the point to where, what is the technical term for the machine that we pulled out?
Oh, that's the what is it, John?
The fucking machine, the Highsmith.
Yeah, the Highsmith. There you go.
We ended up the last 3 hours had to pull that out.
But get to the part before that. So you remember at the beginning of the day, he was just like, "You know, I just want some manual anal stretching."
Right.
So Bella was like, you know, working in these different size dildos that he had bought. He's like, "You know, I already spent like $400 or $500 on these." And he didn't even realize how much he'd actually spent. And I said, "Well, you know, you have all day. Let's go to the sex shop." And he's like, "Oh, that's great. I'm going to take you girls out to lunch anyway." So we're like, "Fuck yeah. Sushi." So
don't give him anything that's going to make him shit while you're spreading it out. Give him some fucking soup.
Right.
I think that's what he ended up eating, seriously.
Yeah. Yeah, he ate a little.
You know, unless he was into water play. Oh, no.
So then we went to the sex shop, and that was a blast.
Yes. He had to look at everything. He had to ask questions about everything.
You should have got him big goblin cock.
He did.
He got the big horse. It was huge.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Really? And then on the fucking machine, he pulled out the dragon dick. Was it the dragon dick?
The dragon dick, yeah.
Yeah.
You were there?
No. No, but I've been to the sex shop, and I've shown you the dragon dick. It's like, "Look, baby, there's a dragon dick. Oh, look, there's a horse cock.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's a traffic cone."
Yeah, you know, and you're scared of all of them. I'm like, "Shit, you should have done those things." And you did.
But, you know, it was so cute because he was in the sex shop with us, and he was just like, "You know, I'm so glad you girls got so much faith in me. You know, you're so good.
That I can do this."
Yeah. And I said, "We're proud of you. We're proud of you.
You can do it. Just a little bit more. You can do it."
The girl at the shop was just kind of going, "What?"
No, but I totally understand what he's saying.
Yes.
Yeah. It was hilarious.
Especially if he's saying, "Oh, you can do it just a little bit more."
Well, it was funny because he's going, I don't think I can do that one. And we're going, "Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can." And he's like, "Wow, you guys, y'all have faith in me." And we're like, "Absolutely."
They just want to laugh. Oh, and they're doing it to you. He just wants to see tears run down your face.
He'd be sitting there. We got him on the fucking machine. And he'd sit up, propped up on his elbows, and he'd just be sitting there, and it's just going, and he's like, "Oh, by the way, ladies,
we're going,
wow."
Okay. Yeah. He'd laying on his back ever so casually, like, "This is, you know, Super Bowl Sunday."
Talking while he's getting popped at a fucking machine.
Yes. Yes.
And we're just looking at each other, kind of going,
cracking the fuck
this
up.
This is different.
Yeah.
It was funny. And I have to admit, after a while, probably about a quarter, just before I, about a quarter to five, just before I texted you going, get my flip-flops, I texted Mia and I said, Mia, whether we do or not, please tell me I have something else I need to do because he wants to stay longer, whether you need me to or not.
My God.
Okay, so he wanted to try everything, right? So did we get into cock and ball torture at all? Because it sounds to me, while he's laying on his back getting fucked, you should have been punching him in the dick. That's what I do to her.
I don't have a dick.
You get a little bratty, I get the dragon tail and hit you in the pussy.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. So, Bella, that was one hell of a session that we did, obviously, because we're fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah. And he left very happy.
Because I know when we did that, it was just like ass stretching the whole fucking time, it seemed.
It was.
Wow. So, what's another favorite?
One of the most memorable ones that I have. Had a gentleman wanting to come play, and he was a little bit nervous, and he showed up, and I started talking to him, and I could tell when he walked in that he was nervous, he was stressed, and he's fairly new, and he's looking around, and he's looking around, and I told him, I said, well, let's just sit and chat for a few minutes, you know, just discuss some things. And he's like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do this. And I'm like, that's fine. You know, we'll just talk for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know. And I said, well, we'll just have a seat and talk to me. Oh my God, I can't do this. And he turns and he sprints out the door. I mean, dead ass sprint. He's gone. Dead run.
Yes.
You had one like that. You and, oh, yeah. He thought you were going to kill him.
And oh, I'm yeah. Just, I'm sitting here, and I'm just kind of going, maybe he just needed a breath of air. I don't know.
Waiting for him to walk back
so
in?
I got up. Yes. What just happened? I walked, and I looked out back, and he's not out back. And so I went to the front, and I looked, and his car's gone. He was gone.
But he gets better.
He was better. Totally gone. So I texted Mia. I said, Mia, he's gone. He left. And I think you contacted him.
Yeah.
And didn't he come back? Is he the one that came back?
No, he did not come back.
No, he had wanted to come play and yes. Chickened out.
Yes, he chickened
and
out again.
And showed up.
Yes.
And bailed on us.
Yes.
But I mean, he... And he was probably in his late 50s, early 60s.
Oh, yeah. Such a little puss.
And I mean, he was
such a
sprint flash.
Yeah. We're like, what the fuck is up with that? But then you had another person. I was just like, oh, Bella, you know, this guy has reached out to us from FET. You know, he's in the lifestyle. He wants to come see you and meet you and, you know, play with you if, you know, that's what you want to do. And what did he do? He starts coming on over and we didn't see him. Like, he came in for a second and he was gone.
Yep.
Again. And she's like, this is two in one day.
Yes.
What the fuck happened?
And I'm not that intimidating. I'm not a bitch to him. I'm she not.
Kept, she no. kept asking me, do I look scary today?
You're supposed to look scary.
You know, John mentions this. There was a guy, and I'm telling you, in my 20 plus years of doing this, never experienced it before, but it was a late night guy, and he comes into the dungeon, and he's a little small Asian man. And he was like, oh, I've seen this in movies. I got to leave. I got to leave. How do I get out? And I shut the door and, you know, it has that faux brick
right,
look.
Right.
And he's like, how do I get out? You're going to kill me. You're going to kill me. I said, why would I kill you? I want you to come back. I want to show you BDSM. And he's like, no, not BDSM. I don't know what that is. This is scary. Motherfucker, you called me. You called me. You saw me on the site. You know what we do. This is
Scary, you kill me.
Wow. As I've been accused of a lot of things. He walked
in and saw all the shit in the dungeon. Yeah, was like,
and the red lights.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Probably had my whips sitting out, didn't I? I actually have a lot of whips sitting out.
It was scary. It was scary for the little man.
That's funny.
But what are some others you've really liked?
What about the one that y'all had up here?
Oh, sexy man.
Oh, yes.
No, you just want to talk about that because you played with the
tin. For a second, I thought I killed him. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we had him on the leather chair.
That's when I walked in because I heard this noise. So what happened? Tell us.
Oh, we had him in the chair and had him blindfolded and had him secured.
What kind of chair?
The leather chair over here. It was like a massage chair.
Yeah.
And it was perfect height. Had him restrained to the chair and blindfolded and everything. And I was straddle his face.
Yeah. And I said, Bella, you can't sit on it.
It was just enough that the head, the torso part goes boop, and his head falls.
His head and half of his body.
And he's not a tiny guy. He's like a football player.
He was tall.
He's like 6'4".
Yeah. But I wasn't putting any weight on it because I didn't fall.
And he was blindfolded.
All he knows is his head and shoulders just went whoop, to the floor.
But he was strapped down. So.
And he was, he's secured to it. I'm like, oh, God, I just killed him.
But he said, Mistress, you can do whatever you want to me.
He did. It was great. And the next thing we know,
he tied his cock. We had caution tape.
Yeah, it was a bow with caution tape.
Bow.
Yes, absolutely. And I think he did die and go to heaven because he ended up with all four of us in there.
Yeah.
So
it was me. And Misty, and you.
And Dahlia.
And Dahlia.
Yes, all at one time.
Yeah, he was screaming his panties. I think Dahlia was spitting in his mouth, and, you know, the two of you were playing with his dick. That was great fun.
Yeah, like I said, I think he did think he died. And
I just sat here and took a nap. She's like, are you okay? I was like, I went to sleep. I don't give a shit. Because we can hear you in there.
And he said, baby, go play. I know you want to go in there. Go play.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to come to Sidetracks with us next month.
Oh,
so
fun.
So hopefully he'll come so we can play with him and torture him. And
that would be nice.
Yeah, yeah, I'd love to suck some dick that night. Birthday present.
He was a lot of fun. John,
you don't have to look. You can walk away.
I already know whose dick you're sucking on that night.
No, his will be in a whole latex bodysuit. So his dick will be inside his bodysuit.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to let that
thing
escape.
He doesn't get the privilege.
Poor fella. Doesn't get the privilege, no. No.
Do I get the privilege?
Watching me get my dick sucked?
Oh, no. If somebody will do it with me, wouldn't that be great?
Oh, my gosh.
If there were a couple of us doing it. Oh, yeah, my God.
Baby, I'm going to go play. You just take a nap, okay?
Okay. Oh, yes, sir. So a slave cage?
You can play, baby.
So, okay. Bella, tell us how being a dom has changed you.
Well, like I said, it's given me confidence, and I don't know how to explain how or why, but it's just changed my entire outlook on everything. It's like when used to, I worried about what people thought of me. I worried about, oh my God, do I fit in? I don't care anymore. You know, if people like me, great. If they don't like me, so what? You know, I'm me. I'm happy with me. I'm happy with who I am. And that's all that matters.
You know, what's amazing is you're always so modest with everything you do. And it's like, the more we've gotten to know you, it was like, what else can't you do? You're like the she-woman of everything. It's like, you can build, you know, you can do this, you can do that.
And yes, y'all, I can sew too.
Don't don't be jealous. Shut up, Misty. It's not about you.
Okay.
But anywho, you know, you can do all these great things, and you're a great Dom. You know, you've done wonderful in the dungeon. People like you. You're personable. You're fun to be around. And
I enjoy it.
It's absolutely.
A lot of fun, and I enjoy seeing them enjoy it and get pleasure.
And you're a swinger. You're carefree. I mean, we have the dirty dancing party, and, you know, we're all sitting back because, you know, you're going to town on, you know, two or three different guys on the cross.
Uh-huh. That was a lot of fun. Hey, you know what? Need to be livened up. So we livened the party up.
Absolutely.
That's what we said.
So, I know it.
So I'm bored. Let's go do something.
You two did a grand finale. Like, everybody stopped and watched that scene.
They always...
because he put us in the center of the room.
With a spotlight.
Where a spotlight was.
Great. I stir it up and you guys finish it. There we go.
I don't know how to go to a party without being an attention whore. I don't know. I don't know how.
Well, next time you need to just put her in a collar and leash and have her crawling on the floor, maybe in one of her like body suits.
Right. And that's going to stop everybody too.
Yeah. Hmm. We'll get you knee pads. You can crawl around
like a little dog. She doesn't need fucking knee pads. She's crawling around on the gravel.
He's not going to let me wear knee pads.
Can you put thumbtacks down? Oh, our new toy, the thumbtack vibrator.
Right? Wow. Right? So, Bella, you've got a nice little slave boy you're training.
Mm-hmm. He's taking some work, but we're getting there.
And then you have another little sub boy.
Yeah, he's taking some work. We're getting there.
All men take work.
Yes. So it's a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. We've had a great time with things.
Absolutely.
We love having you around.
I'm enjoying it. And mm-hmm. I appreciate you guys for teaching me everything and letting me be me.
There's so much
more. Another monkey for me is circus.
That's right.
We have circus.
I get somebody that I can help dress up.
That's right.
My share clothes.
That's right. Now, you know, just for our listeners, they have something to really look forward to. We're going to be doing some 50s housewife's photos with Bella.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing some sexy, maybe some Auntie Misty photos as well. Or some sexy Ooh. Slave girl.
Yes.
But they should follow us on our OnlyFans, and they should, you know, prepare themselves for soon-to-be videos or whatever else we do in the future with both of you.
I'll light them on fire. We can post that.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah, because she got lit on fire at one last party.
I did.
Yes, you did.
For the first time. She liked that.
That was cool.
She made a mess everywhere.
She
did. You made the mess.
It didn't take long at all either. I told Missy, I was like, wow, she was only up there for like 5 minutes.
That vibrator barely touched your pussy.
I was like, I didn't do anything.
She's off the table.
I lit her tits on fire. I threw some fire on her pussy, put the vibrator.
It was like a fire hydrant that went off.
It's like, well, God, I guess we're done.
Wow.
And then what'd you say to me after?
What did I say to you?
I don't know how you don't do this every day.
Yes. And oh, my God. You're so lucky. You're so lucky. You're so
lucky.
Yes. I'm a lucky girl.
See? So we'll go to OnlyFans and I'll light them both on fire together.
Yes.
Tie them up.
Agree.
And light their asses on fire.
Mm. Agree.
Tie their pussies together and light it. And then they'll have to slap their pussies together over and over to put the fire out. No, faster, faster, harder. Get mad and burn it.
She'll say, damn it, Misty.
You'll have to squirt on each other to put it out.
That could work.
We'll put a candle in the middle and see how it goes. It'll be a contest. We could do that at one of the parties. We'll put candles. We'll tie girls' legs together.
Yes.
Put a candle in the middle. See who can put it out first.
And we have our squirt own built-in fire hose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can't do it, I'll just piss on them. I'll put it out.
Shit.
It's BDSM, baby. That's what we do.
John has clear pee. You're good.
In the shower.
Oh, it's going to be a shower.
You can shower afterwards. Oh, quit your bitching. Okay. Bella will take it. She's not complaining. Okay.
take it. She'll take anything. Bella.
I know. She's like, I was a sub. You can hit me with the whip. You'll be okay. I'm like, fuck, I'll just light you on fire.
You know, that's the other thing that I love about you is that you're so sexually open to do anything and try anything.
Oh,
and that's
my gosh,
the best.
Yeah.
We're like, ooh, you need a bisexual female? Oh, yeah, Bella. You need someone who's got really dick, good dick with no gag reflex? Oh, Bella.
Yeah. With what? With what? With what? With
claim to fame, right?
The no gag reflex.
I know. But she told me, you know, I have a secret. It's like, okay. You know why I suck really good cock? And I was thinking, well, I suck good cock. And she's like, I have no gag reflex. It's okay, you win.
Yeah, I think my nephew said that already. So, yeah. Wait till she fucks your nephew.
I don't think your nephew had any complaints.
I don't think he did either. Okay, John, would you like to close us on that?
All I can think of is you don't need class.
No.
When you take it in the ass.
Take note of that, Misty.
That's all I can think of at this point. Like, well, damn.
I told him I was ready today.
Right on.
I've been ready all day.
Ooh. She's been ready for a couple days.
You got it.
That's right.
You got to pound that asshole. She's ready.
Well, I broke that pussy, so.
So we're sore. Finishing the trifecta.
The Holy Trinity.
The Holy Trinity. Oh, my God.
Oh, my. Don't involve Jesus. Okay.
We didn't say that. You did.
Jesus.
We were talking about her holes. The holy triangle.
Okay.
A mouth hole, a pussy hole.
Please wrap
asshole.
Her cunt and her asshole tonight.
I can't. It's still sore from 3 days ago.
She's still talking?
Done that too. She's still talking.
Okay.
I'm going to have to put her in her place tonight.
Oh, God. Okay. Not soon enough. Do it, John.
I'm going to tie it to the ceiling fan and turn it on.
Oh.
Oh.
I thought you were going to put me in my puppy bed.
No, I'm going to put an anal hook in your ass, tie it to the ceiling fan, turn it on, and watch it wind itself up.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
See? She brings Jesus into it.
Okay. Where's my weapon of choice?
Damn it. Your switch is downstairs.
Look, she saw his box from yesterday.
Oh, here.
And there it is. Here you go.
Here we go.
It's a meal.
You gotta do like this. You gotta
do it like this.
Yeah, I'll hold it down. You pull.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is a mini video.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
So John held a rubber band up to Misty's titty and her nipples so we can pop it.
Oh,
that was fun.
That was so much fun. We should do that again.
Yes.
I'm so glad I can be your entertainment, baby.
All right.
Really, I'm so glad.
I am entertained.
Good.
So, until next time, make all of your slave torturing, entertaining fantasies become realities.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you.
That was actually fun.